Scatterstamp. Want to talk a little bit about the Order of the Arrow First Year Arrowman Award. Lodges across America have an option of creating an award to encourage new ordeal members to proceed and learn more about their lodge and their chapter. Now, like I said, it's optional in many areas. This may be modified for the area of the lodge of where the member, the new member, is. Now, the first year Arrowman Award is a lot like the first year emphasis in a patrol in a troop. So when they first join the troop, there's usually a guide and there are people there that can kind of show them the ropes and get them through that process. This is very similar. The lodges that promote this achievement helps encourage the new ordeal member to really progress in their membership with the order. Now, the podcast today, we're just going to talk a little bit about a rubric of all the different kinds of options and rules that are currently in place in other lodges. Now, keep in mind, it's just a suggestion of requirements, and it really falls into two big categories, or four requirements. The first category is do all of the following. They must attend one function of the lodge in the year following their ordeal. Second, they must obtain brotherhood at the first opportunity. And third, they need to participate actively in their troop or crew. Now, the fourth and maybe even the fourth category would be do three of the following activities. First could be join a committee. Now, this committee could be with your chapter or it could be with the lodge. There are many different kinds of committees. The second option would be to attend two chapter meetings. The third would be to attend two lodge meetings. Now, these are usually weekends where they have seminars and all kinds of activities. The fourth would be to take part in the one day of service. This is done throughout the country in many different lodges. Chapters might even do them on their own, so that it's a matter of just taking part in that one day of service. Fifth option would be to take part in conducting a unit election. The sixth option would be to take part in a camp promotion as a presentation. The seventh option would be to be an oligomat. Now, oligomats are a wonderful thing, and I've actually done podcasts in the past about being an oligomat. It is one of those wonderful opportunities to really help out in the ordeal. The second part of the fourth requirement is to do one of the three. And every lodge can add on different things. They can decrease or increase those requirements. But this all has to be done within the first year of their ordeal. Once it's complete, it's signed off by the advisors and the youth, and the award is presented. Now, the awards can vary. Some lodges will have special lodge flaps that can only be obtained this way. They are exclusive. There's pins, and there's different kinds of dangle patches that can be presented. But almost all of them will have in there the words, First Year Arrowman Award. Now, I've had scout leaders ask me, is this something that's condoned by National? At this time, at this recording date, it is not something that is official. It is done on a lodge basis, and it promotes scouting and the lodge. So it's naturally going to be encouraged. So if you don't have this available in your area, ask about it. Maybe you can develop that program and increase the awareness of the Order of the Arrow to ordeal members that have just gone through that process. When they know more about it, they can participate with confidence and really enjoy the Order of the Arrow. Scouting is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and we need to encourage our older scouts to be more active in the Order of the Arrow so that they can progress within their own unit towards whatever rank goals they have. And we do a lot for our scouts, and this is just one more item that we can rely on to help them achieve. I am so grateful for all that you do in scouting. So keep up that good hard work, and I'll see you on the trail.